Protesters gathered outside of the United States Consulate in Montreal this week to demand an end to the war in Iran. The protest was organized by the Iranian-Canadian Congress and the Palestinian Youth Movement. It was initially scheduled after President Donald Trump threatened to take out an entire civilization. Almost 24 hours before the protest, a ceasefire was made between the United States and Iran, though peace in the Middle East did not seem to last long, as hundreds of people were killed and injured in Lebanon by Israeli attacks. Mona Ghazemi, the president of the ICC, said it was another reason to hold a protest.
People felt that it was urgent to get in the streets to oppose those frankly genocidal statements by U.S. President Donald Trump. As well, yesterday there was additional hundreds of people in Lebanon who were killed, so it was a joint protest organized by the Palestinian Youth Movement and an Iranian-Canadian Congress, and also featuring Lebanon, of course, which we know is joint in the struggles of the people of the region.
Prime Minister Mark Carney welcomed the news of the ceasefire, calling it a positive development. Pakistani and Iranian officials have said the ceasefire agreement included Lebanon, while Israel and the U.S. have denied those claims. Prime Minister Carney on Wednesday said Canada wants to see the inclusion of Lebanon.
We say peace, we mean peace in the region, including Lebanon.
Mona and others who were at the protest want to see more action from the Canadian government.
We also want our Canadian government to take the right side and take the side of international law, really, because in previous statements, Mark Carney had supported the attacks against Iran with, you know, the claims that, you know, Iran was moving towards becoming a nuclear power with nuclear weapons. We've heard these claims many, many times over the years. Netanyahu likes to bring them forward every time as an excuse. But what we hope to see is a lasting peace, and a lasting peace can only come through justice. So in the at the level of international law, we think that Iran should be treated equally and not demonized in the way it has been.
Outside of the war, the ICC wants Canada to form a new diplomatic relationship with Iran.
Whenever we send emails to Prime Minister Carney and his ministers, or whatever government would be in power, we ask for the reestablishment of diplomatic relations with Iran. Canada has cut off diplomatic relations since 2012. There's no embassy, nothing. So we believe that diplomacy is always the best way forward.
Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand in February said a regime change would be needed to form a diplomatic relationship with Iran. Regime change has been one reason for the attacks from the United States, among many others. In February, Donald Trump told the Washington Post, "All I want is freedom for the people," remarks that Mona approaches with caution.
Be careful and take a critical view of any foreign power which claims to be attempting to save another independent nation.
While peace in the Middle East seems to be uncertain, it is certain that protesters want the war to end.